Measures submitted to the voters, municipal, Town of Ross, Measure E. Shall the voters of the Town of Ross adopt an ordinance reauthorizing from July 1, 2025 through June 30, 2035, the annual special tax for maintaining public safety services at a rate of $1,201.50 per dwelling unit for single-family residences and $1,201.50 per parcel for all other uses, subject to an annual consumer price index adjustment, providing about $1 million annually and increasing the town's appropriations limit by the amount of the special tax proceeds? Yes? No. Impartial analysis by Town Attorney, Town of Ross, Measure E. Measure E, which is placed on the ballot by the Town Council of the Town of Ross, asks the voters of Ross to adopt an ordinance reauthorizing a special tax for maintaining public safety services in the town. The existing special tax of $970 per parcel for public safety services was approved in 2016 and has since increased with an inflation adjustment to the current level of $1,201.50 per parcel and will expire on June 30, 2025. The proposed ordinance will reauthorize the town to collect a special tax for public safety services from July 1, 2025 until June 30, 2035 at a rate of $1,201.50 per dwelling unit for single-family residences and $1,201.50 per parcel for all other uses, subject to future annual inflation adjustments. The proposed ordinance adds an annual inflation adjustment to the special tax rate commencing on July 1, 2025 and through June 30, 2035. The annual inflation adjustment will be based on increases in the Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers in the San Francisco-Oakland-San Jose area, published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics of the United States Department of Labor. The tax applies to all improved parcels in the town. The term parcel is defined by the ordinance to mean a parcel of real property having a separate assessor's parcel number as shown on the last equalized assessment roll of Marin County. The tax will not be applicable to any parcel exempted by law. The tax also will not apply to a residential second unit registered with the town. The proceeds of the special tax must be placed in a special fund to be used solely for the purpose of maintaining public safety services in the town. The ordinance also increases the town's appropriation limit established by Article 13B, Section 6 of the California Constitution by the amount of the special tax proceeds, which will allow the town to spend the proceeds of this special tax. A yes vote on Measure E reauthorizes a special tax for maintaining public safety services in the town from July 1, 2025 until June 30, 2035. A no vote will result in the special tax for public safety expiring on June 30, 2025. Two-thirds of the voters voting on the measure must vote in its favor for the special tax ordinance to be adopted. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure E. If you desire a copy of the ordinance or measure, please call the town clerk at 415-453-1453, extension 105, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Signed by Benjamin Stock, Ross Town Attorney. Argument in favor of Measure E. Your yes vote on Measure E is essential to maintain Ross's current level of police and fire protection services. Beginning in 1984, Ross voters have approved a parcel tax to support public safety services, providing essential funding for police and fire services. Renewing it is critical for public safety to maintain current levels of police and fire services. Although the town's revenue consists primarily of property taxes, Ross receives only 21.9 cents of every property tax dollar. The remainder goes to the county, public schools, state, and other government agencies. The town's share of property taxes does not begin to cover its operating costs, including costs for public safety services. Public safety costs currently represent 55% of the town's operating expenses. Over time, the town has implemented many policies to ensure and enhance fiscal accountability and control costs, including requiring employees to pay a greater share of retirement costs, requiring police employees to pay a share of their medical costs, reducing retirement benefits for employees hired after 2013, aggressively paying down Ross's retirement debt, saving substantial amounts of interest expense every year, managing government costs and keeping increases below CPI, managing the annual budget to ensure reasonable expenditures in all departments, consolidating with Ross Valley Fire Department to share costs. These measures have reduced costs. Still, town revenues do not fully cover police and fire costs. Without a two-thirds vote in favor of Measure E, essential police and fire services will be at risk, potentially forcing less than full coverage or even shifting police services to the county. Please vote yes on Measure E to maintain current levels of police and fire services in Ross. Elizabeth Brakus, Ross Town Mayor. Charles W. Kircher, Jr., Ross Town Mayor Pro Tem. P. Beach Cool, Ross Town Council Member. Julie McMillan, Ross Town Council Member. Elizabeth Robbins, Ross Town Council Member. Argument against Measure E. No argument against Measure E was filed.